All right, good. I wanted to make sure all of our stations were back from the break. Pete, welcome to the Ed Till Show on Starcom Radio Network again, and it's nice to have you along today. This is something I guess there's some reluctance to talk about. Because there's a fear factor in safety when it comes to college students. At the same time, you got this parental protection obligation where mom and dads feel we definitely want to cover this. We're not looking to frighten our kid. We saw something on TV. It was like a nightmare years ago. It always reminded us safety when our kids get to college. So where to begin this discussion? Where do you like to begin it?
Well, what you just mentioned, I think, is of paramount importance, and that is most people choose to ignore the topic of safety because it is uncomfortable. It's something that people don't like to talk about because it forces them to think about things that aren't so nice. And so most people live in denial, and unfortunately, the time when you need to be prepared is before there's a need for it. It's not when something is actually happening to you. It's well before that happens. And so preparation and preparedness is really key for people. But again, since it is an uncomfortable topic, it's one that's tough for, parents and students alike to sort of discuss.
Exactly. Now, if you say to a parent or you just say to a homeowner, hey, you should really have a security system around that beautiful home. We live in a great neighborhood. Nothing really ever happened to it. But gosh, that home is so beautiful. You got to secure it. That conversation happens a lot more often than, all right, you kids are getting ready to go away to school next year. I think we need to sit down and talk about getting you guys ready for things that are unexpected that might throw you off.
And unfortunately, today, it's not like, 10 or 20 years ago or longer when we didn't have all of these online safety threats to worry about. Some of the things that you might have had to worry about growing up or even at college might have been, some problems with alcohol or some fighting or maybe some sort of abuse with dating or something. But we didn't have to worry about identity theft. We didn't have to worry about phishing attacks with the computer and through emails. We didn't have to worry about a lot of these different online, concerns. And unfortunately, some of these offline concerns have evolved into online.
Right. Same idea to come after you, but just a different path to get to you, but still coming after you. Now, this is, I think, a great point to drill down on just a little bit. One of the big things that's going to change is you are going to be in the middle of a campus in a dormitory, perhaps, not in your mom's three-bedroom, your dad's three-bedroom home in the suburbs. So right away, you're in a different level of risk, right?
Having to secure your dorm room and to be aware of different threats like fire safety and cooking safety and electrical safety are some of the topics that are never really discussed. And it's imperative to have a discussion with the kids about, look, you're going away to college, you're not going to be home, you're not under our protection and our watchful eye any longer, but you've got to be careful. You've got to make sure that you secure your valuables. And how do you do that when you get a lot of kids might be coming in and out of your room all the time and you may not always be there? So some of the things I talk about in the guide, the ultimate guide to college safety, is the fact that you can do things like use diversion safes, which if people aren't familiar with that, it's, it kind of looks like a can of hairspray and the bottom unscrews and you can hide stuff in it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yep. And things like even marking your valuables like your laptop or your computer or things like that with like a UV pen where you can write that it's, property of so-and-so. And if somebody steals it, you hit it with a UV light and now it shows proof that it's yours. So it's a lot more effective and, sort of clandestine to protect your items. If somebody steals them, they think, oh, they're never going to know that I stole their iPhone 8. Oh yeah, well, here's a that looks like my phone. Here's a light I shine on it. Oh, property of Pete, look at that.
Nice. So, now these tips that you're sharing now, these are from experience, or is that part of what you do? You're always seeing things and anticipating corollaries and other ways that they might come at it. How do you generate the prevention tips?
Some of it is through actual experience. I've been in IT for 22 years. I started my business in 1995, so I've been keeping my client systems and networks and accounts safe for a long time. And with the offline safety as a martial artist and self-defense instructor, I've done a lot with the offline stuff, having a child who was going off to college, who just started college this year, and seeing all the threats going on at college campuses. I mean, it's, unfortunately, it's in the news every day, and it's scary stuff. So I've done a lot of research in doing and writing this book, the better part of 2 years to compile the information. So some of it is experience, some of it is research, extensive research, and there's a lot of great information out there. And what I've done is compiled it all into this comprehensive guide that covers all aspects of both online and offline safety. And not just for kids, parents, and pretty much anybody can benefit, but it's targeted to the college market because they are really at the most vulnerable time of their lives, I believe, at that point.
Absolutely, right? I mean, you got everything coming in together. You got this feeling that, you know, I'm mature enough to be out on my own. On the other hand, you're the same groups are going to be going to parties at 3 a.m., banging on doors. So the environment there can be deceptive to them. They can have a false sense of security about, you know, their personal safety, their online safety. If you're just joining us, Pete Canavan is our guest. He's the author of The Ultimate Guide to College Safety, How to Protect Yourself from Online and Offline Threats to Your Personal Safety at College and Around Campus. All right, mom and dad can't do anything, so who is your go-to for safety on campus? Who's the one phone number? Should you be calling campus cops? Should you be calling local 911? What do you do to have somebody, because there's no adult who loves you three rooms away?
The vast majority of campuses have a public safety department or a security department. Some of the larger schools now actually have private police forces on campus. So if there's any sort of problem with, you know, stalking or assault or thefts, or even a, you know, suspicion of something, your campus public safety department should be the first point of contact. And then if it's, you know, requires something that, you know, you need to involve local law enforcement in, then they would make that determination at that point.
All right, how crazy to tell your daughter, who you know is cute and sociable, you know, you get to know your kids, right? All right, a little bit cute, a little bit sociable here. Here's what I'm telling my daughter. I want you to go down to the campus safety office, introduce yourself, and just say, I'm new on campus. Just, you know, my first time living away from home. I wanted to say hi, see how it worked. I feel so much better with you men and women here. Get in the car, drive over to the local police station, do the same thing. Love your town. My mom and dad sent me here. I can't wait. It's going to be a great 4 years. But since I'm so far away from home, I just wanted to know where my protectors were. Nice to meet you. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's actually a fantastic idea, and I would recommend, especially at a minimum, introducing yourself to public safety officers when you see them on campus. You know, hey, say hi, how you doing? Get them to know who you are, and it's only going to benefit you. Absolutely a great idea.
I love the idea because it's, you know, today, not so much when I was on campus, okay? I was in the old world where maybe we had more reasons to feel, oh, we're on a campus. Oh, this is great. No one's going to drive over here and do anything to us. It's the 70s, blah, blah, blah. But today, where we control everything, I think you're accepting responsibility for your security when you do this, and the day you may ever need it, it will pay huge dividends in your own good feeling. Oh, my God, at least I was there once. At least they know who I am. I know who I'm calling. That's going to be big in the moment.
It's also going to give you some confidence, too, because you're going to know where the resources are located. For example, a lot of campuses have these blue light poles, which are designed so that if you're on campus and there's a problem, someone's chasing you, can run to one of these poles and hit the button. An alarm will go off, and it'll be directly linked right to the campus public safety department that knows, hey, somebody just activated one of these poles, and within, you know, probably a minute or two or less, you're going to have one or more campus safety officers right there checking it out to see what's going on.
You know, I want to say that the next question would also be for the daughter I described before, but I don't want to leave out that there's boys like this too. So whether it's a girl or a boy, again, freshman going up there, and you say to yourself as a parent, you know, I don't think either of these two have ever mixed it up with another kid. Neither one of them's ever had a black eye. They've never had the big fight in the schoolyard when they were in seventh and eighth grade. I think because they're so inexperienced here, a little self-defense instruction would be good for them. And I don't, again, I don't want to make it sexist, but if you look at these headlines, you know, Al Franken grabbed me, Sylvester Stallone grabbed me, the other one opened up his robe. If you knew a little something and they are opening robes or other ways, boy, one or two shots and you got a head start running and you're not a victim. How far?
Right. And
how far?
That,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, you do want to do everything you can to prevent from being a victim, and it starts with being aware of what's happening around you. You know, obviously, prevention is the best medicine, and being aware of a potential problem that's beginning to develop by being aware and not being distracted, for example, by technology. In walking around, we see everybody walking around with their faces buried in cell phones, and they're completely unaware of things that are happening around. And so it's super important to define what concerns you may have, and those concerns don't have to necessarily come from a person. Those concerns can come from Mother Nature. I mean, look at all the problems we've had with flooding. We've had problems out in California with wildfires. So there's problems that can exist from both, you know, man as well as from Mother Nature that can be a concern depending on where you're going to college. If you're going out west, you might have to worry about wildfires. If you're going to college in the Rockies and in Colorado, you might have to worry about snow issues and being stranded somewhere.
Right.
And so setting those, you know, being aware of those concerns is first. And then on a personal standpoint, people need to establish personal boundaries and have guidelines and know that when we are engaged in our daily routines, there's a certain amount of comfort and comfort zones that we get used to. So a great example would be, you know, you tomorrow wake up in a town you don't know, in a house you're not familiar with, around people that you don't know. Now, is that necessarily dangerous? No. But are you going to be uneasy? Absolutely.
Right.
Because all of the things that you're used to are gone.
Right.
And so that's something that people need to understand, that don't get complacent
right
by being in your routine day after day after day and not notice something that you should be noticing.
Excellent. Excellent. Alert. Stay alert. The other tools of self-defense, I'm curious your feeling on. How do you like the pepper spray on the key ring? How do you like the taser? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I love the idea, but I'll tell you what, if she's 1,000 miles away and they're going out for some camping trip up in the middle of nowhere, I don't know, do I want my daughter to have a taser?
Well, pepper spray is legal in all 50 states. It's not legal to bring on aircraft, but it is legal to carry in all 50 states. A taser may or may not, people would have to check their local jurisdictions and laws. However, absolutely a great idea. Another one that a lot of people don't think about is a simple flashlight. You get a super strong flashlight that has a very high lumen value and a strobe function. That is a distance weapon. You can flash that in an attacker's eyes in a strobe. You're going to disorient them. They can't see you. If they can't see you, they can't attack you. While you're blinding them, you take out your pepper spray, you spray them, now you bolt.
Wow.
So you can use some of these things in conjunction with each other.
That is kick-ass.
They don't have to be lethal.
Dude, that is kick-ass. Let's do that again. High lumens with a strobe. I've seen these advertised on TV. As a matter of fact, one flashlight on television does say that specifically the use you're describing is how they designed it. So you get the strobe in the guy's face or the attacker's face, and then as soon as you disorient them, you pepper spray them and then get out of there.
Yeah.
That's an awesome move. I love that.
And, you know, there's a lot of other things, but really, you do not want something that makes you have to get up close and personal with somebody.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'll take my keys and I'll put them in my fingers. Okay, great. But guess what? You got to get right next to that person to use it. And what happens if, you know, they bear hug you and throw you to the ground or they knock the keys out of your hand? Now what?
Right.
You never want them to get even close to you. So you got to take whatever measures you can to keep them at bay.
Pete Canavan, our guest. If we go to the book's website, www.guidetocollegesafety.com, what would people find useful there?
Well, I have a short, about two and a half minute video talking about the book and the concerns. They can download 3 free chapters from the book there. They put in their name and email. You can get 3 free chapters if you like it. Well, then I'd recommend you you continue and you go and get the book. And it's a very, very valuable resource. And one of my goals is to try to get this book turned into a college course that has to be taken by every freshman in not just the country, but in the world, quite frankly, because these threats exist everywhere.
Dude, I am so with you. I used to work freshman orientation. I still have my freshman orientation like T-shirts that they give out when you're walking the newbies around. That's the day it should start. There should be 15, 20 minutes in a room. Send them back with a DVD or a download to follow up, to reinforce. I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, you got quite a thing going here. Where does all this passion come from? Was there a seminal episode in your life that kind of changed your trajectory? Or is this natural, like you were always going toward this? Because you've got a nice diverse background. You got the IT, you got the self-defense. So tell me, how did you focus and get motivated? I love that you're doing it, by the way. I think you're our only expert in this area that we're aware of. But tell me what drives you.
What drives me is to help people and make them aware of the threats that exist that they are not aware of because of the complacency and the denial. I've been teaching martial arts for a long, long time, and I've seen a lot of people who have come to me that are very, you know, they don't have confidence, they're timid, maybe they've been bullied, and with just a little bit of training, I mean, I'm talking within a couple of months, you can see a change in these people. And when you have confidence, all of a sudden you exude something that someone who's a bully or someone who's maybe thinking about bothering you senses, and they may pass you over. And it may be something as simple as that. The passion comes from, I've always been intrigued with the martial arts. I started training at a very young age. I moved when I was young a few times. Once I had been training and I moved away from a place that I had been at, I stayed away from it for a while simply because I didn't have time. I was working and stuff. And then after college, I found another school locally, interestingly enough, looking for collection services for my business. And the guy who was the owner of the collection company also happened to be a martial arts master. How funny is that combination, right?
What?
You don't pay me, I kick your butt. But I was talking to him. He's like, hey, I'm going to go open a school in the back. And, you know, I was like, what school? And he's like, oh, I have a martial arts school. So I went back there, and boom, here I am 20 years later, and I've been training with him ever since. And
oh, man.
Trying to spread the word about how to stay safe, and having the IT background enables me to teach people about things like, you know, social media safety and how to secure your social media accounts and what settings to do and, you know, how to use your cell phone safely and, you know, what is cybercrime and what is cyber stalking and what is cyberbullying. And so I can talk about that whole thing. And so all of that is also covered in the book as well.
You know, this is terrific because I think it's misunderstood about social media. Just what you said there. If you know your settings and you know how to shape and control your profiles, it makes a big difference on when you're going to be trolled and when you're going to be whatever else they call, you know, going after you online. Mm-hmm. Great, great advice. All right, so you will have to come back because I think we have more to talk about. And this college school year, especially for these college freshmen, it's literally just begun. This is like the big first visit coming up for Thanksgiving. So we're going to have you back and talk more. But thank you for today. What a great eye-opening interview this has been.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. Come back anytime.
You got it. Pete Canavan, everybody. Great job. Pete Canavan is a campus safety authority. He is a self-defense instructor. He's an IT security expert. He's uniquely positioned to help your college student, mom and dad, stay safe. The book is called The Ultimate Guide to College Safety, How to Protect Yourself from Online and Offline Threats to Your Personal Safety at College and Around Campus. The book is available on Amazon and all major retailers. Go to the website, guidetocollegesafety.com. And you can download 3 free chapters of the book. So do it. And again, we look forward to having Pete Canavan back with us on StarCom Radio Network.